So, find a comfortable position and we will do that meditation. Begin your practice by settling the body in its natural state. And luxuriate in the silence of the natural state of speech. And settle the mind in its natural state. The natural state is what remains when you release all identification with being the body, speech, and mind of a sentient being. It is that luminous knowing that makes all appearances knowable, but it doesn't actually become them. It's like a mirror. Rest in that still, spacious awareness with no appearances. To familiarize yourself with stillness. Stillness and the space from which all appearances arise. To keep this awareness of awareness uncluttered by conceptualization and appearance. Yangtang Rinpoche says you must note appearances as soon as they arise, and then they will withdraw. And now maintain this stillness and spaciousness of your awareness. And with intention, just open the door to appearances and allow them to enter unimpeded. With no checking references at the door, only pleasant ones allowed, not that. Radical impartiality. If you maintain this still, spacious awareness that sees the movement of appearances arising within this space, you will notice appearances in the instant that they arise, not just after they arise. That's too late. And you can watch the entire life cycle as an appearance arises, while it's present, and watch it dissolve again back into the space from which it arose. Taking aspects of the mind as the path, begins with recognizing the difference between stillness of awareness and the movement of appearances. And then have a unified experience of stillness and motion. Aware of the space in which this motion arises. In the instant that these appearances arise, see their nature. This is vividness. Your qualitative and temporal vividness is so acute that you can see all of the different aspects of these compound appearances. As the appearance arises, you know that what you are watching is mind. These thoughts, emotions, desires, memories, have no tangible existence. They are dream appearances. And lucidly know that as the appearance arises, in the same way that you would know that a dream appearance in a lucid dream is only a dream appearance. As an appearance arises, you see it as a dream appearance. All appearances are mind. And another facet of this compound appearance is knowing that mind itself is not inherently real. It is only a label pasted on other unreal designations. This mind has the nature of space. And as these appearances arise, you see another facet of this compound appearance. The space which gave rise to these appearances is not emptiness, or this emptiness is not nothingness. It is not an absence of everything. It is the potentiality of all. And these appearances are spontaneously actualized out of this space. This emptiness is full. It is brimming, fizzing energy. These appearances are like the waves on water. They have the same nature as the water, spontaneously actualized. And then they spontaneously self-liberate. You can watch it all. The wave forms, and the wave returns to the water. The wave is nothing other than the water. Seeing this all in an instant as the appearance arises is vividness. And if all of these appearances appear to you as equally pure displays of awareness itself, then there's really nothing to do. Don't do anything. Don't modify, don't desire, don't seek. Just rest in that view. While appearances continue,